Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Episode 287 of the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Oh, so close to 300.
We're inching ever so close to a non-event.
No, we get a new montage from our montage guy.
Yeah, if he's listening still,
he already offered. He already reached out to me. Yep, Mr. Gag, I believe.
Okay.
I don't screw up his name, but
Mr. Gag, as in ball.
No, it didn't say that. Nope, didn't say that. You want to not get a montage? Be nice.
No, I'm just. What's his first name? His last name is Gag.
I didn't say that. It's not what I said. But let's move on.
All right.
I'll plug him appropriately when the montage arrives.
Mm-hmm. First time listening, I'm Scary Jones. This is David Brody over here.
Yeah, welcome to the Brooklyn Boys podcast. Enjoy this episode, then go back and listen to episode zero. Yeah. Start and listen in order.
Yeah,
we have jingles for.
The reason why I mentioned it is because we do have the jingles, which we'll play later on.
The reason is because it's redundant. Yeah. Can't wait to hear them.
And so I have to, we're trying to dance around doing this podcast when I could finally have some peace and quiet and alone time in my apartment.
Yeah, you did not plan this well.
I'm doing a favor for a friend.
Two friends.
Remember my buddy, Tall Darren?
He's your friend Darren who's tall.
Right? Really large. I mean, he's six foot five.
I've met him many times.
Back
he's very
in the
tall,
day, we used slim. To go to the Jersey Shore. We used to party. Girls used to mistake him for a basketball player. And
lifeguards used to sit on his shoulders to watch the ocean.
Mm-hmm. He was a human light tower.
That's what, yeah.
For the boats. Anyway, let me tell you, that being tall is the best because you're the only tall one that sticks out in the room. And if you're a woman who likes tall guys, you're like, oh my God, you're so tall. So the tall guy wins.
But you lose out on all the 5'2" women, the 5'4" women.
No,
you're staring at his belly button.
Brody, work with me for a second.
I'm working with you. A 5'11" woman was like, oh, I like a tall guy.
No.
6'5". 6'5" is usually at least 6 or 7 inches taller than most women. That's tall.
Women who are 5'1", 2", 3", 4", they all appreciate a tall guy. Trust me. I've seen it in action.
All right. I'm 5'10". Listen, my wife is 5'2"-ish.
He'll tell. Yeah.
To her, I'm tall.
Right. But. You're not understanding where I'm coming from here. You're in a bar. Darren is always most likely the tallest guy in the bar, right?
Yes.
So if you're a woman, and a lot of women love tall guys, forget about how tall the woman is. You don't, it's a non-factor. If you're a woman, you're attracted to the tall guy, which means...
Okay, this is the segment where Skiri is talking for all women.
No, which means that you don't really have to be that attractive. He's just... Now, Darren's a good guy.
Women aren't just attracted to height. They attracted to height in attractive men.
Not necessarily.
And everything is relative. Skiri, everything is relative. You can't just say tall women like height. Women don't want an 8-foot tall guy. They want a guy who's taller than them. They can look up to when they dance. Right. They can reach things on top shelves. But some women, not all.
Tall Darren.
But that doesn't mean they want a 6'5" lanky guy who's going to not line up sexually in bed. He's going to hang over the end. That's not necessarily what they want.
That's where you're wrong.
Okay.
The tall guy usually wins. But what I'm also saying...
Is he available?
Can he
crouch down and get on the mic?
Well, now he's married. But what I'm also saying is because of his height... No, he's not available right now. He's in a meeting.
Oh, okay.
Is it
a tall meetings? Tall people's meetings?
You are something else, my friend.
Well, you generalize. General eyes reporting for duty. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't... What I'm saying is... Because he's tall, he doesn't have to be like hot. He can just be tall. And if you're a woman into tall guys, guess what? He wins. So he always clean. I saw this happen at the bars. Dude, he's an average dude. He's average. Okay. Now, I don't want to diss my own friend.
Okay.
But
why are they into a height of a guy? Not tall, Darren. But why are the women in your mind, hold on, attracted to men just because they're tall, even if they're unattractive?
Yeah.
Is it because they think they have a long penis to match the tall frame?
I don't know about that.
Because I would think anyone, men, women, straight, whatever, you are attracted to somebody. You might like hot, you might like tall, but you might like tall. Your version of tall is different than someone else's version of tall.
Okay. So let's come to, listen, 6'5" is fucking tall. Okay.
Yeah,
I think we can unanimously say that, right?
Yes. Not in the NBA, but yes, compared to us.
And
yes.
At a bar, you're only going to find one or two guys that are 6'5".
Yes, but the hot guy who's 6'2½", he's going to get the women first.
Not necessarily.
Oh, we need Darren on the phone or on the mic.
He'll be right here. Now. He'll be here at the end. I'm sure.
Okay,
if you are
6'5" and unattractive, can you leave us a talk back and let us know how you do at the bars?
You win.
If you're a woman, would you rather have a hot
Brody,
6 foot
trying
guy?
To, I'm trying to take
no,
you to school
talk-backs.
On this.
I want talkbacks. I want a talkback from a woman. Who says, would you rather have a gorgeous 5'10" guy, a really nice looking 6 foot guy, or a meh guy who's really tall, like 6'5"? Women, let us know. Or gay men.
But
let us know.
What you're not considering is at a specific bar in a specific location, right? With all these people there, chances are there's a lot of there are guys that are like, a lot of guys are average and whatever. What I'm telling you is, unless there's like a fucking Tom Brady in the room or someone, forget about the ringers for a second. Let's talk about law of averages as everyday average Joe people.
Okay, so you think a guy who's a seven, who's maybe 5'11", is not going to do as well as the five who's 6'5"?
Correct. That's where I'm going with this.
Is it because you can't see how ugly they are? They're so far up?
Because... I've seen women, maybe they were drunk, drunk women. it was always a conversation starter with him. Okay. He was always, because it was like, oh my God, you're so tall. Guess what? Half the battle is done right there because they opened the conversation and broke the ice. So they're actually starting a conversation with the guy. And then he's a charming dude. He does nothing to repel women. He's not cringe. So what I'm saying is because he's just an average normal dude who acts normal, just him just playing it even keel.
Right.
He usually wins.
Keeled. Yeah. Okay. So listen, admit this to me. When you're photographed, you like to be photographed from above, right?
Yes.
Imagine a shorter woman always looking at you from below. She's always looking at you at a bad camera angle.
Yeah, but a lot of women, they don't care about what her eye level is looking at.
So you should take more pictures from below so you look taller.
I'm not trying to trick anybody here. I merely made a statement about our days that we used to go to bars and clubs and told Darren when he was single. Now he's married with two kids.
All right.
And he was, and I'm just saying, he was always like the guy. It's almost like, all right, oh God, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there. Okay. You know what? I'm going to get my boy Les on the phone. Okay.
This is Black Les?
Yes. You said it.
Well, I just so we're clear.
Okay. Because I'm going to draw.
How tall is Les?
It's not about height with Les.
Well, he's a good looking guy.
Work with me.
I'm working with you.
All right. Hang out a second.
On the phone.
Mm-hmm. God, Brody, you're on my fucking nerves and we've only been on for 10 minutes.
If Robin saw you and Tall Darren in a bar and she didn't know either one of you, she would go for
Tall
Darren?
She might gravitate toward Tall Darren is what I'm saying.
Interesting. Because you're what, 5'10", 5'9"?
Yeah.
Forwarded to voicemail.
Oh, man.
The person you're trying
Les,
to reach.
This is the time I need you, my friend. Yeah, Les, don't fail me now. Oh, it's ringing.
Look at that.
Yeah. Black Les. What are you doing? We don't call him that.
You have a white Les?
He's just Les. Hi, Les.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
That's not right.
Scary Jones, you're on the Brooklyn Boys podcast along with me and David Brody. Could you talk for a quick second?
Yeah, I got you. What's up?
All right, Les. All right. Listen, follow me for a second. You know Tall Darren. Your boys are Tall Darren.
Yes, I am.
By the way, Tall Darren's in town. If you want to do dinner a little later, me and him are going to go out in a couple of hours. He and I, whatever. Anyway, when we used to go to the bars, all right, and I'm going to draw another comparison in another second, all right? When we used to go to the bars and hang out and party, and you know, I'll just say this because Darren's not with me right now. He's upstairs taking a meeting. Darren's like a pretty, he's an average guy, but he's 6'5", right? Or is he more, is he taller? Is he 6'6"?
He's 6'7".
Oh, he's 6'7". There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
6'7", 8".
So, right. No, you're right. He's 6'7". Holy shit. So how would he do at the bars being an average dude, but he's 6'7"?
He'd clean up.
Why would he clean up, Les?
It's tall.
And
Tall Darren.
Women love tall guys, right?
200%.
All right. Now, using that same analogy.
Uh-oh.
Why do you like to go to bars with us to where all the white girls are at? Why don't you explain your theory here? Uninhibited. It's the Brooklyn Boys podcast. If you need to curse, feel free. Say what you want. Because it's coming from you and not me. And Brody, I'm taking David Brody to school right now. Why would you, Les, come to... And I know you love... You love white women. You favor them. But
okay, let's just go. Ask the question.
Les, what would happen when we would go to an all white bar with you?
I'm the black dude they would hook up with if they would hook up with a black dude.
And why is that, Les?
Because I'm tall.
Yes.
average looking.
And you're the only black guy in the bar.
I'm
so
the only black dude.
So your theory was, and you've said it to me before, we'll say it again, is that if women are looking for black guys, they want dark meat. What's going to happen?
Oh, geez.
They're gonna, and you're the guy in the bar. What's happening? Those worlds are coming to you.
That's a great TV show from the 70s.
It's going down. That was my early years in Hoboken.
Tell him your theory.
The early years of Hoboken were very good. Were very good for me.
The Hoboken, the whitest town in America.
I was the first black guy here that didn't grow up here, so I had my pick of the litter.
You loved okay, it. Every night you'd go out, you'd always have options, is what I'm saying.
I have to
right?
ask a question. If you were getting action, Les, because you were black, is that considered affirmative action? No, what kind of action
okay.
are we talking about? What? I have to ask, is that okay? Because a lot of people are against that these days.
They're just making up the wrongs of the past.
Oh, I see.
That's called reparations. So that's reparations.
Reparations. It's reparations. It's reparations.
But it's sexparations.
Sexparations.
Yeah. That's great.
But this is so what I'm trying to explain to Brody was Tall Darren didn't have to look like Tom Brady. He just had to be an average looking Joe because if there were women in there that was their thing where they liked the tall guy. And he's 6'7", they're going to gravitate toward him, and he gets to clean up. The same way you get to clean up for women that just want a black dude. And then there you are. Boom.
Okay, but Les, was that a bucket list item for them? Where after like they hooked up with you, they were like, all right, check mark, got it off the list. Or were they like into like continuing the situation?
For the most part, I have like that Nick Cannon syndrome. I got the innocent look, so I'm non-threatening.
Wait. Nick Cannon syndrome means you have 30 kids.
Yeah, not that I know about.
Not that you know about. All right.
He's a Tupac of sorts. We used to call him Tupac.
Early years when I was young and I had a bald head, I looked like Pac. I got a lot of Pac.
Pac's a good looking man. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I looked like Tupac.
But Tupac spelled backwards is kaput.
Oh my God.
just saying.
Anyway. I wanted to bring you on because I didn't want to speak for you. I didn't want to, what blacksplain? What do you call it? Mansplain? Because you know,
people say, mansplain.
Right? Yeah. So I wanted it to come from you because otherwise I would have been tagged as being racist for saying that.
Well, I opened the podcast because
Darren
what he always says. Oh boy. He always, and I call him on it too. He'll say, "Oh, my black friend is less." And I go, he is not. He's equal to us. He's like, no, he's less. No, I'm like, that's terrible.
No. I just call you less.
On my own thing.
No. He's less. But
not less. He's equal.
No, damn. Oh, fuck you. No, what I'm saying is, okay, but with our friend Matt, why do we call him Indian Matt? Because he's the second Matt that we know. He's Indian Matt. So then.
He's Indian Matt.
Yeah, so Brody's like, then why don't you have adjectives for every one of your friends? Do you call Les Black Les? And I'm like, no, we don't call him Black Les. His name is Les.
Yeah.
Right, well, why do we call him Indian Matt?
Okay, but if there was another Les, be honest, Les. If another Les joined the group, do you honestly feel they would call him White Les, or would they then change your name? Be honest.
They might change my name.
See?
No! See?
You were the first. You would change him to Black Les, you know it.
It's an
you would demand him.
If he was cooler. It depends if he was cooler than me or not. You know?
Okay, Les, answer this question. If Scary walks into a bar and it's you and Tall Darren and Sex on the Way Dave and Jet Ski Brian, does he say hello, 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 and then says to you, my man, how's it going? Does he my man you?
Yeah!
I have a habit of saying my man. I do say my man, but I don't realize I'm doing it. Brody says that's a little bit racist.
Yeah, one time we were in a department store. He went, "What's up, brother?"
No, I didn't say that.
He did a shoe guy.
I did not. He's a fucking liar. But I do my man people. I do like pat people on the back. I'm like, my man. So he goes, "Why don't you do that to your white friends?"
He doesn't.
I don't know.
He only my man's people.
You're not offended by that.
I have to pay attention the next time, see if that happens.
All right.
Oh, absolutely it will.
I don't think he'll do that, though.
But I love that you said they would definitely change your name. I love that.
I know he wouldn't, because it all goes by chronology.
Well, chronological. There's a lot of lessons out there.
The only lesson
I've ever hung out with, I've dated two girls with the same name, and that was a little bit awkward.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. Well, they were the Leslies?
Yeah.
Leslie.
Yeah.
Well, they were lesbians.
The one girl wanted to get serious, but I don't think I could go through life being ridiculed, being big L, little L. Yeah. Like,
were they white or black?
No, black and Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you couldn't be black less there because you were both black less.
Let the record show. Yeah. If a white less came into the picture as a second less. Less stays less, and then that other guy becomes white less. You are the guy I know first.
I want to be another less in the crew so I can blame him for shit.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Exactly. What if the next less in the group less is also black? Do you become black less one, less one? Do you become darker less or lighter less, depending on the other less?
Damn it. We don't.
I can blame him for more shit.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I want to say thank you so much for coming on with us because I had to just explain to Brody the analogy of why Darren, because he's 6'7", cleans up the way he does. There's more to it. And he puts himself in that situation where the women just, first of all, women love that. But you love when women. You go to a white bar because you like white ladies and the ladies will flock to you because you're the choice for the night.
All right.
Sorry.
Now, one last question.
Oh, boy.
If I was single and I went to an all-black bar, would I clean up?
Ooh.
You probably will. Black girls want good credit.
No.
Les. He said it, not us.
I didn't say it. Didn't say it.
They're probably, you know what? The only white guy in the all black crew was a dangerous motherfucker. Chappelle said it.
Yeah. Oh, what did he say? What was his joke? What was his bit on that? Do you remember? I don't
know. If it's an all white guy and an all black crew, man, he's done some shit to earn their respect.
Right. They let him in. He must be tough. Yeah, he must be that Craig. Right.
But I would imagine the opposite is true. The one white guy, if there's a black woman that's looking for a white guy, I'm it. That's it. You got no other choice tonight, honey.
Yeah.
I think at that point she goes home alone, Scary. No offense.
You got to play the percentages of the bar. Someone's going to want to hook up with me. And if I'm the only choice, it is what it is.
Oh, I miss you, buddy. If you want to come hang out, let me know. I have about an hour left on this podcast.
Say goodbye, my man.
No. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be out later. I'm hitting the Big East tournament, but I'll be out after that.
All right, cool. Good to know. All right, thank you.
All right, later, fellas.
Later. Peace out.
Bye. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
All right. So I think we accomplished a lot in that break. I'm not sure where I stand, but we learned a lot, I think.
But I'm telling you how it is. I'm not lying. I trust less.
I trust you less, but I trust less more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you. All right. Somehow.
So I wanted to get your opinion on cars, the location of where you sit in a car etiquette. I feel like you'll have an opinion on this. Now, I pulled up online what the etiquette is, but I wanted to see if I have a right to be, you know, a little what the fuck.
Okay.
So, buddy of mine says, "Oh, I want to go see this movie. You want to go?" I said, "Yeah, absolutely." He goes, "Great. I'm gonna bring my my teenage son." I said, "Okay, yeah, sure, no problem. I like your son. It's no problem." So he picks me up at my place because I'm on the way to the movie theater. And the kid's sitting in the front seat. My friend drives a Jeep. So I have to climb up into the back of the Jeep, which in general is not a comfortable car, and sit in the back of the Jeep for the ride.
Okay.
So I'm remembering when I was a kid, when an adult was getting in the car,
yep.
You got the hell out of the front seat.
Absolutely.
And you went in the back.
So
I will tell you what the official rule is on the internet.
Okay.
What the etiquette is.
No, wait. How is everybody related in this whole situation?
Friend, his son, and me.
Oh, my God.
He's family.
It's a busy day.
It's technically his dad's car. But when I was a kid, Mark and Martin, I would go sit in the back at courtesy to the, you know, the older person or the person with the longer legs or whatever.
Right.
Right. So part of me was like, well, he was sitting there on the way over. Right. So as long as he doesn't, like, after the movie, get in the front seat, then we're good. But should he have gotten out of the car and said, hello, you know,
I think father and kid, like 7, 8, 9 years old. Beat it, kid. Go to the back.
Okay.
You go, and then Brody
probably would have started out that way. Probably would have started out in the back.
But at 13, 14, now you're like, you kind of want to treat them like an adult because they're becoming an adult. And hey, in your religion, Brody, they are an adult.
As of 13.
It's almost like a disrespect thing. We're like, oh, I guess I'm still a fucking kid. All right. Like, you want to prove to your child that they're worthy of maintaining that seat. So on the way there, you got in afterwards. I would say son stays up front. Okay. Mm. You haul your ass to the back. Now, on the way back.
Yeah.
Now it's all equal because everybody's approaching the car at the same time. In that case, maybe the kid should have had a little bit of respect for you and say, like, you know what? You're my dad's friend and you guys want to catch up. Because if he had the, you know, if he had the foresight to know that relationship and to know that that's, then he should have volunteered to sit in the back. Okay. Let me guess. On the front, he stayed in the front both directions, right?
I gave him the throat clearing on the way home.
Oh, really? So he...
I gave him the... and then he went in the back.
Oh, so he didn't offer.
Let me tell you what the internet says.
What is it? What is the
two pages I pulled up.
Wow.
The husband, wife, or partner of the driver...
You got a lot of time
...usually gets priority. Well, I wanted to know if I was wrong. Because I was sitting in the back, I had no one to talk to. Followed by... Okay, so the husband, wife, or partner of the driver usually gets priority. Followed by the tallest adult or most senior person. Another site said the most important passenger gets to ride shotgun in the front passenger seat. These people include the driver's parent, significant other, or boss. The person most important after that sits in the curbside back seat, and the third most important passenger.
The passenger side of his best friend's ride trying to holler at me?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I was going to throw that at you, that scenario. What if it was his wife? Would you say to the wife, sit in the back?
I just read for you the person.
You answered the question already. But what's your opinion on that? You think the internet is right on that?
Well,
because I think it is. I think that the person's partner should stay up front in both directions, and you just sit in the back. She gets priority no matter what. And no matter how old you are.
The wife.
What?
Of course the wife sits in the front. It's
always
her car.
Right. And if it's,
I'm talking about the kid.
Well, we talked about the kid earlier. The kid.
All right. So, you know, the kid should have told you the wife and the always go. Now listen, if you're going out as couples,
no, but if the kid is already in the car, see, that's where I changed my mind though. The kid, if he's already in the car and they pick you up, you get in the back. But on the way back, he should probably yield to you because you're the senior person.
When you were a kid, if you were sitting in the front seat and you went to pick your uncle up, you'd stay in the front?
No, because I have respect.
That's what I'm saying. You go sit in the back. So you agree with me?
I agree with you, but I could see how I'm playing devil's advocate. I see both sides of this conversation. I mean, I see the kid, right. I don't know.
Let's say I come to pick you up. I come to pick you up and my middle daughter is sitting in the front seat.
Let her stay in the front seat. I don't want to sit in the front seat.
You'd be fine. You'd be fine sitting in the back for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Half hour drive.
Yeah, why not?
What if it was the back of a shitty car like yours with no back seat? I mean, you have a nice car, but there's no back seat.
There's no back seat.
Right? So would you be like, oh, why can't the kid with the shorter legs sit in the back? You'd be bitching the whole time.
I don't know, man.
All right. All right, is that a question?
I like the etiquette. I like that it got us to think.
All right, I got another seat question for you.
More seats?
More seat question. Another, it's a different topic, but seat related.
All right.
See, I'm going off a slight tangent. Now, what would you think of a person who worked in any profession, did it for 30 years, and didn't know common terminology? For instance, if you went into a bar and said to the bartender, give me a wild turkey. And they said, what is that? And you were like, it's a brand of whiskey.
Oh, my God.
You'd be like, what? How do you not know wild turkey, right?
Correct.
if you went into a gas station to see a mechanic and you said, I'm having a problem with my catalytic converter. And he said, what's a catalytic converter? And you're like, you know, the thing that blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, I would think I never called it that.
That person is a fraud.
Right. I went into a restaurant yesterday with a friend, not the friend who put me in the back seat, different friend. And we went into a theme restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't crowded. It was lunchtime. And the manager comes over. The hostess was at the hostess stand. The manager comes over and he says, oh, how many in your party? I said, two. He said, great. And I looked and all the tables in the middle were four top chairs, like, you know, four chairs, call them four tops. And on the sides, don't interrupt me. Don't try to guess ahead. On the sides were long benches. You know, we're like, it's like booth-esque on one side and then chairs on the other side of the table.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. So I said, you know what? I have a bad back. I said, if you don't mind, if you're seating that section, can my friend and I sit at one of the banquettes? And he says, I'm sorry, what's a banquette? And I said, it's the, what do you mean? He goes,
wow.
What's a banquette? And the hostess goes, yeah, what's a banquette? I said, those long green, that half booth that goes along the wall. If it's both sides, it's a booth. If it's one side and it's longer than a booth, it's called a banquette.
A banquette.
He says, I've been managing restaurants for 30 years. I never heard it called a banquette.
Wow.
And then the hostess
Because that was my next question. Was it his first day in the industry? But apparently it wasn't. It was 30 years.
30 years. No one in your life has ever said that's a banquette in front of you. Yeah. I said, Jay-Z sings about banquettes in one of the songs.
Whatever it is. But
yeah. The one I made a Yankee song out of.
Yeah. Maybe the guy. Maybe
Run this town.
The word is invisible to him and somehow just got past him. You know, that's weird. That's weird.
Well, my second question is, if you were the hostess, would you say, I didn't know that either? Or would you use that as an opportunity to say, really? I knew that. Like, and show your boss up.
Oh, yeah. I would just keep quiet.
Because I absolutely would have been like, what?
Keep to myself.
Oh, no, I would have gotten in trouble. Like, you don't know what a banquette is?
Yeah.
What?
You dummy.
So I was like, yeah. I said, if it's two banquettes, it's booths. If they're booth width. But if it's the whole wall, it's a bank. He's like, I'm not, honestly. Yeah, nothing, he came by later. He's like, I just Googled it. I never heard it. And more importantly, if you didn't know, right? Let's say you're the manager. And you're like, I didn't know it was called a banquette. Would you emphasize your ignorance and say, I've been doing this 30 years?
Like, no, right. So that's where he went wrong.
Right.
At that point, I would try and hide it from you because I'd be embarrassed that I didn't know that term.
Right. But, I've only been here a couple of months.
But he obviously thought you were the fucking weird one.
Right.
That's why he was happy to say, I've been doing this 30 years. You're crazy. What's a banquette?
Like, you don't know a banquette? What do you like? You mean banquet? Like, I was like, no, banquette.
Oh, man.
I thought he was like looking like to say I was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I've known this 30 years. I said, listen, I managed restaurants for 12 years. I had to get out of the business. I said, but yeah, we had banquettes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, So sit in the back seat or sit on the banquette. That's what we've learned here.
So today's March 14th and we're recording this podcast. I know we originally said that we would do personally signed autographed merch.
That's anything redundant. You buy that we can write on.
March 15th. However, we are going into the weekend and we are not going to see Matt merch this weekend probably next week is when we're going to go. So let's just extend it through the 17th, 18th. Let's call it the 18th. Okay.
I like the 18th. Yep.
Through March 18th, because we are not going to get there before St. Patrick's Day. I'm leaving for Atlantis in the Bahamas tomorrow morning.
Oh, Sunday's St. Patrick's Day. I completely forgot.
Yes. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. Make sure you eat your corned beef and garbage.
you will be in the Bahamas for most of it. You won't be here celebrating.
No, I won't.
They don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day in the Bahamas, do they?
No, but they are having a food and wine festival, the one they do in South Beach and the one they do in New York. So I'm going to go there with Gandhi and Nate from our big show, and we're going to go cover the festival, so to speak. And so in the meantime, feel free to get your last-minute merch orders, brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
And if it's past March 18th, there's no guarantee that we'll be able to sign it.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skiri and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When do you want to do sound?
Next break.
Do sound. Next break. Yeah. Well, please, I got a lot of good sound for next break.
I have something small and I have something big.
Well, let's talk about your penis then, and then we'll talk about something.
Okay, so let's talk about that big thing.
Yeah, too late.
Fuck you. I knew you were going to go there. I knew if I phrased it that way, you were going to go there, and you did. I already
girls
had
like, girls like guys. We'll go, anyway, go on.
With big topics?
Big topics. Big topics.
All right. Call me crazy.
Crazy.
But I got into an argument with the people on the big show, and then this spilled out on the air as well. Question, David Brody. Do you think that dogs
are racist?
Cats, parrots understand English.
Are you asking me if they can understand words and sounds?
Well, first of all, yeah. They understand. Do they understand English? Like,
well,
I'm not a
push
bird.
One for English when they make phone calls. Is that what you're asking me?
I'm not a bird expert per se, but I watch
per
a lot.
Se.
I watch.
The only thing you know about birds is when you cover them in sauce and cheese.
I watch a lot of bird videos. Parrots. I like the ringneck ones. They speak the macaws.
I don't think a macaw when he goes
gray
Batman.
The gray ones. The gray ones talk. Some of them. So the African.
Well, you have all the names.
No, the African gray. So, but then they speak, and even a cockatoo.
A cockatoo has spoken to you.
A cockatoo.
Now wait a minute. The African gray. What if there was another gray?
Okay, shut up. Gray? Don't go there.
Okay.
And I'm not going to my man, the African Gray.
That's what I'm thinking you were going to do.
You're a douche.
Yeah, we named my friend Gray African Gray.
I've seen so many videos, and I see them. They talk. They go, the parrot goes, give me kiss. And they actually lean on the parrot or their owner.
Are you watching bird porn?
A lot of parrot videos. I go, give me kiss. And then when I saw a parrot looking at its like little babies, and it goes, oh, look at the cute baby.
So, is this why you don't have time to watch Star Wars or any Marvel movies? Because you're watching parrot videos?
What I'm saying is...
Parrot Hub. Are you on Parrot Hub?
Some people will say that these parrots were just... They're just mimicking what their owners have taught them. And they hear sounds and they repeat the sounds. But to me, they're going a step further because they're saying the right thing. They're saying, oh, look at the cute baby, to the actual baby parrots in the nest. I see videos like it. I know people own parrots that do this. Or the parrots that say, someone says, I'm going shopping. And then your parrot goes, you be a good boy. You be a good boy. Meaning, like, I'm going to be a good
credit card.
So in my mind.
Is this your new aliens? Is this your new aliens?
In my mind.
Thing that you're obsessed with?
You're a dick. Just listen.
In a lot of people's minds, I'm a dick.
In my mind, you parrots, at least parrots, can be taught English because they're understanding what you're saying. Or Spanish. I see Spanish-speaking parrots. But they understand the words, and the words have meaning to them. It goes beyond just mimicking a sound for the sake of it. Now, people were talking about pets, like dogs. Do dogs understand, or when they understand a command, when they learn a command, do they know it by the inflection of the voice? Do they associate that sound with and what to do?
Okay, let me finish up the previous animal that you've been talking about. Do you know what it means to parrot something?
In that sense, it means mimic.
Yeah, but why? Repeat. Why do you think the word parrot something, the word in that definition?
Because you're
parrot,
repeating something.
Because parrots do that.
Parrots do that.
Right, which is why they call it parroting.
Right.
If they call it understanding, they wouldn't call it parroting.
But don't you think that some parrots have the ability to take it a step further?
I think they connect the sound.
They connect the
sound. Yes. Yes, I think they may connect
so
the sound.
If that's the case, they understand English because what is learning English anyway? Learning any language, it's associating words with meaning. So if it's the same analogy.
I think seeing a small bird and saying, oh, cute baby. I don't know if they understand what baby means and what the word cute means. I think they're triggered to say that. But if I tell my dog, go pee, he knows to go pee, or she.
To me, your dog understands English.
Dog understands the sounds of words. I don't know if he understands he's peeing. I think he understands that when I do that thing and liquid comes out and lands on the ground, that's what he wants me to do when he says, you have to pee. I don't know if a linguist would call it speaking, but I think your bird obsession, you're an odd dude. That's what I'm learning after so many years. You fascinate over aliens, and now you're fascinating over parrots.
Oh, wait till I get Gandhi on the phone. Gandhi has a thing or two to say to you about aliens, okay? And it's not just me, all right? But we'll leave that right there. I have another thing. Well, okay, we'll come back to me. Did you say you want to say something?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about aliens because
aliens. No. I got another odd thing that just happened on the internet.
Oh, what?
I'll just go there. Okay. So TikTok taught me that.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
Did you? Yes, we'll talk about that next. Yeah. Did you know that the different water, different bottles of water have the different colored caps? That each cap means something else. Okay. I saw several videos on this. Now, I could be wrong because, again, I'm throwing it out there. When you see a white cap, it's processed water. When you see a blue cap, it's spring water. Black cap means alkaline water. Green cap means flavored water. And usually a red cap, they say, means carbonated, but I don't subscribe to that one. So apparently, there's a scheme to the caps, the plastic caps on your bottled water. They don't talk about clear caps, though, because some water has clear caps. But anyway, I don't know if there's truth to that or not. Someone threw it out there on TikTok. It has fucking 3 million views on it. And then there are other videos that support that. But I didn't know if that's like a rule, if someone out there made this law that said you must color your cap a certain color to represent what's in it, how the water was made, or is it just a coincidence? I don't know. So what have you learned in the 30 seconds that you haven't even been listening to what I'm saying? Because
I heard every word you said.
I see you turn your mic off and you're Googling shit.
Heard every word you said.
What are you saying into your phone?
Okay. So most of the articles call it bullshit. For instance, let's say green meant it was spring water. If a company with a blue logo has spring water, you think they're going to use a green cap, Scary? They're going to use a blue cap.
Yeah, of course.
You think Coca-Cola is going to use anything but a red cap?
It's always red.
Well, they use gray, well, but I'm saying they're not going to use a blue cap. Then it would look like a Pepsi.
No, but in the world of water, I'm just, you know, Aquafina has a white cap. I don't know,
but
man.
It doesn't have a green cap.
They say, listen, dude, I'm not making this shit up. You think I'm pulling this out of my ass? I'm just trying to understand what I'm reading online because 3 million people saw the same video I did, and they're really subscribing to it. And I'm sitting here like, I'm questioning it. I don't know what the answer is. I'm just telling you what I saw. Don't shoot the messenger.
All right. It depends on what I'm looking at websites that may or may not be legitimate that say it does with mineral water. It may indicate the difference of pH levels.
Alkaline water is black cap. I don't know. Whatever.
But the TikTok thing was in November.
Anyway, it's gaining traction. And there's a few videos out there, not just one, but there's a couple that
I'm not getting my science from TikTok. Right. I'll look it up. Go look it up, everybody, and enjoy that TikTok rumor.
All right.
Speaking of TikTok, of this taping,
yes,
we're going to talk about what's going on in the news, and we'll play some sound.
Yes, we are. Coming up next.
And I might tell you how I yelled at a nurse.
You did not.
Yeah, I got into it. I'll get into it about how I got into it after the commercial.
You're a scumbag.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You really yelled at a nurse?
I did, yeah. Well, a nurse practitioner, if you guys know the difference.
A nurse practitioner is not a doctor. A nurse practitioner is less than a doctor, but more than a nurse. But they are sometimes on call. I know this.
Fill in for doctors.
They fill in for doctors. They're allowed, they're allowed to make decisions on things. To a certain
absolutely.
Extent. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, what happened? We're going there.
Well, so let me start from the end. I don't have a problem with my heart. I'm fine. But in the process of moving, and that's a whole other episode. I will get to those moving stories and whatnot and my realtor and all that. I had a sharp pain in my left chest above the heart area by a few inches.
Okay.
And I thought, I'm like, oh my God, it's close enough that I should see my cardiologist.
Oh, yeah. I would run to the cardiologist.
So I made an appointment. I was like, can I come today?
I would run because then your heart would be more
scared. So I said, can I come today? They said, yeah, we'll fit you in. You may see one of our two wonderful nurse practitioners. And by the way, I have nothing but respect for nurse practitioners. This is not about that. So I meet the nurse practitioner. Doesn't matter what her name was. And she says, oh, let's go into the examining room. And, you know, I'm obviously a little nervous. I might be having a heart, you know, pain or whatever. And I'm very uncomfortable. And, you know, when you speak to your friends who do the same job as you, you know, you and I speak radio. We speak in radio lingo.
Yeah.
You and I understand radio lingo.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking her questions and she's answering me in Dr. E's. So I'll give you for an example. I had a heart calcium test. And when you have a heart calcium test, it's not like calcium levels. It's slightly different. I had a heart calcium score of 8. Now, I took this test like 3 months ago. Now, a heart calcium score of 8 on a scale of like 0 to 500 is not that big a deal, but at least you have a little bit of calcium buildup in your whatever, your ventricles, your veins, whatever. And some people can have a heart score of 400 and they're still alive. So the doctor was like, well, you know, you might want to cut down a little bit on certain foods.
Okay.
I said, you don't really have a problem, but you know, an 8 is something. Okay. That was in December. So first off, you should know when the nurse practitioner comes in the room, she's chewing gum. And I don't mean chewing gum. I don't mean chewing gum. Like, I mean, where is it hurting?
Wow.
Which I don't find to be professional.
What hospital is this?
Or hold
what
on. No, doctor's office?
It doesn't
matter.
Doctor's office.
It doesn't matter. And I don't say
no, I want to know because I don't want to go there. So I want to make sure I avoid that one.
I don't say anything to gum chew. And she's very like upbeat. Like, okay, so tell me where where there, blah, 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 blah.
What hurts?
Right. But she's upbeat. And I'm like, I'm used to an older gentleman who's very serious when it comes to your heart and very explanatory. And there's a certain gravitas, a certain seriousness when talking about your heart that I don't want someone going, oh, so tell me where it hurts. And when did you notice it hurt? Okay, great. Yeah. Okay. Too upbeat for me.
Yeah.
And the gum chewing. Yeah, okay. Huh. So I'm like, I understand that she has credibility. She has I'm sure she has education. She's achieved a certain level of abilities. Anyway, I said, she says, well, I see you had a calcium heart test last year. I said, yeah. She said, you have a score. You have a calcium score. Now, if somebody said to you, Scary, you have a calcium score, what would your next question be?
What is it?
Right. So I said, what is that? What does that mean exactly? It means you have a calcium score. So I said, okay, I get that. But what does it mean? She goes, it means you took the test and you have a score. I go, okay.
Right there, I would stop her and be like,
I did.
So as opposed to not having a score.
Right.
So the fact is I have a score, so that's bad, right?
I said, I don't understand. It's like if I said, do you have a phone number? And you said, yes, I have a phone number. I said, I have a leg. I have two legs. What does I have a calcium score mean? It means you had a test and your results were a positive number. You have a score. I go, okay.
Right.
But is it good or bad? She's like, well, you have a score. I go, oh my God. I said, look, I don't want to, I'm trying not to get upset here because my chest hurts, but what is my score?
Yeah.
And she says, 8. I said, okay, thank you. She says, well, you kept cutting me off. I said, look, let's take a step back. I said, I'm very nervous. I'm stressed about my heart. Okay. That this might be related to a problem with my heart. I'm a little stressed.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, no offense. I shouldn't have to ask you 11 times what it means to have a score.
Right.
I said, you're talking to me like I'm a doctor.
Right. But yeah, but you're a smart guy. I mean, you would figure it out.
No, I didn't know what my score was. I didn't remember. So I said, what's my score? She said, it's not bad. She's scary. You know what she did first? She took my blood pressure. You know what she said?
What?
It's good. I go, what's my score? Just, it's good.
So is it possible? Oh, well, okay. You want to hear something really coincidental that you have no idea this is coming?
And I'll tell you where
did not plan this. So earlier in the week, I took a stress test.
And yeah, I'm due for one, but I haven't gone because my chest hurts.
Right. Stress test with contrast. They, you know, shot me up with that Well, iodine.
When you say stress test with contrast, does that mean they put someone in shape next to you?
Hi-o!
For contrast?
Oh, no, they maybe run on a treadmill for 15 minutes on an incline, going faster and faster until I was out of breath, and they put and they had all these electrodes on my chest, you know, measuring. They measured my blood pressure before and after.
Uh-huh.
They took a lot of photos. They took photos before and after. Okay. And then I went home. And then today, I got a call from the doctor earlier this afternoon.
Oh.
And they, I said, oh, great. What's up? And they're like, I reviewed your numbers, and they were good. And I said, okay, well, what does that mean?
Right.
Right. I said, what does it mean they're good? He goes, they're just good. He goes, we're good. I'm like, no.
We good?
I said, a lot of times, you know, like with people, like you say, oh, the Widowmaker artery is 60% right. blocked. I'm like, right. What's going on inside my arteries? Are right. they clogged? What percent blockage
they
do you
have
see?
To be. Yeah.
He's like, no. He goes, you're good. Your numbers
That's
are
not
good.
Helpful.
It was not helpful. But then he explained to me, he said, look, he goes, let me put it this way.
Let me clear my throat.
Because rattling off numbers would be nothing to me. He said.
But he could give you a scale.
Yes. Here's how he did the comparison. He said, mm-hmm. I make a lot of these calls a week. He says, a lot of them, I ask for further action. Like, okay, so now from here on, I'm prescribing you this medication, dot, or this and that. Or guess what? You got to come in for test number two. We're going to go on to this one now. He goes, in this case, no follow-up is required. Nothing to see, nothing to do. Your numbers are good. Have a good day, sir. Thank you, Willy Wonka.
Oh, very good.
So what that means is no need to even think about it any further.
Oh, you have to think about it. Like you did. Well, you asked the question.
I asked three times. And then when he told me in comparison to the kinds of calls he makes, he goes, a lot of times there's follow-up action required.
Right,
goes,
but good no, is not very good.
Well, by comparison, once he informed me of that, I said, oh, okay, so I'm good then. So now my mind is at ease because otherwise, if things were not good, I would have had to do one of the following things that he tells other people to do.
Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program.
I'm sorry.
I want to back up.
Yeah.
I called. I was running a little late because there was a street closure on my way to the doctor. So I called him. I said, hey, I'm going to be a few minutes late. There's a street closure. I have to reroute back up and go around the other way. It's going to take me a little while. So I got there at 8 minutes after my appointment was supposed to start. And please don't talk back at me that I'm supposed to be there 15 minutes early. I was shooting for 5 minutes early. I got there like around eight minutes after, give or take. Yeah. So they kept me waiting in the waiting room, you know, for like 10 minutes. Cause sometimes they're not ready for you. No problem.
Yeah.
So I said, I go, listen, I'm just a little stressed and I just would like, you know, detailed answers.
Sure.
If my calcium score was an 8, just tell me it's an 8 and tell me that that's not bad. But don't tell me I have a score. She says, well, you know, I'm just trying to rush through this to get you taken care of. I'm trying to answer all your questions quickly. She says, if you want me to talk slowly, then don't be 20 minutes late. Ooh. So I said, excuse me?
Oh, my God.
I said, am I paying you a discounted price? Because I was only 8 minutes late. I called that I was going to be late. And you kept me waiting 10 minutes. I wasn't 20 minutes late. I said, if I'm being honest with you, I really would prefer to see the doctor who will come in here and take this seriously. Because I'm sorry, you come in here like a cheerleader chewing gum like a teenage girl. I don't feel very confident.
You told her that?
Yes. And she goes, oh, well, excuse me. I guess I'm a cheerleader now. I guess I'm a cheerleader. I said,
dude,
I said,
don't fuck with your doctors, man.
Hold on. You didn't have a needle in my arm. So I said, listen, I didn't say you are a cheerleader. I said, you're acting like a cheerleader. You're like, oh, woo. She's like, do you want me to be like depressed? Do you want me to be like, I said, no, I just want you to be serious. I could be dying here. And you're like, oh, great. Woo. I said, and you chew. And excuse me for chewing gum. I had lunch a half hour ago. I want to make sure my breath doesn't smell.
Oh my God, dude.
So I said, I don't care if you chew gum. I don't. I said, but as you're talking to me, you're doing that. I can't take you seriously.
Dude.
She says, you know what? I'm going to go get the doctor. Then the doctor came in. He's like, hello, Mr. Brody. How are you? I understand you requested to see me. I said, look, I know you're very busy. This was an emergency appointment. I said, can you just please talk me through my test results and what I should do next and whatever? So he examined me and he said, look, sometimes I'm not available. I said, I get that you're not available. I'm not upset that you gave me a nurse practitioner. I love nurse practitioners. I've had many, but I just didn't click with this one. All so right. Yeah, we had beef. You don't come into a meeting when someone's complaining of heart pain.
No.
Going, where's it hurting?
Yeah, bad etiquette on her part. But man, I would have had a lot more patience than you did. But that's just the difference.
You're coming to me for patience?
The difference between you and me is right here, right there, that conversation.
All right. So apologies to the medical community.
Yeah.
But tell me what it means. Keep saying, listen, if you tell somebody something and they don't understand it or they're not getting it, don't keep repeating it. It doesn't help. You have a score. So what I learned, Scary, once I calmed down and she calmed down, is that you either have no score or you have a score.
Well,
right? Like if I have
I figured that out after she said it three times.
Right. But you said, wait a minute. My score was an 8. That's good.
Yeah.
If my score was 300, you should mention it. So I said, why couldn't you just tell me my score was 8? Well, 8's not really significant. Oh. I go, yes, but it's significant in that it's not 200. I didn't remember what my score was. So I will never forget again that my score was an 8. Okay. And neither will the slices. I'm sorry, slices.
It's okay.
I'm sorry you had to see that side of me.
The angry, belligerent curmudgeon?
No, they see that all the time.
Treating the healthcare industry like shit?
Hold on. I love the healthcare industry. It was just, we didn't click. We didn't click, and I was in a lot of pain. And I thought it was my heart. So.
All right.
But I don't have a heart, as most people
You don't.
Said.
I was about to say, man.
Right, when are we going to play?
You're the friggin' tin. Was it the Cowardly Lion? Who didn't have the heart? If I only had a heart.
Cowardly Lion didn't have courage. The Tin Man.
Tin Man didn't have a heart.
Didn't have a brain.
That was the Scarecrow.
The Scarecrow didn't have a heart.
Nope. Scarecrow didn't have a... Wait a second.
No, the Tin Man didn't have a heart.
The Tin Man didn't have a heart. The Scarecrow didn't have a brain.
Didn't have a brain. And the Cowardly Lion didn't have courage. Correct.
Right. Wow.
Are you going to see Wicked with Ariana Grande?
I'm going to want to now, yeah. I have to. Because I love Ari. She's great.
All right.
I grew up listening to Ari.
Speaking of growing up, are you going to go to the Olivia Rodrigo concert to get contraception?
Oh, wait. Apparently
they're handing out contraception at the Olivia Rodrigo concert.
No, I'm just going to go. I don't care about the contraception.
So you can bring your own contraception in case she sees you in the crowd?
It's BYOC, man.
Maybe she's into tall Italian radio guys.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or in your case, short Italian radio guys.
Yeah, short. 5'11 is not short.
You're not 5'11.
I am 5'11.
You're 5'10.
Bullshit. I'm 5'11. What? Why are you doubting me?
All right. Because I'm 5'10 and you're a little taller than me.
Exactly. If you're 5'10, then you're 5'10, I'm 5'11. Either way. All right. Don't worry.
All right. Anyway, we got sound to play. What are we doing?
We do. But briefly, you wanted to address this TikTok thing that's going on.
That
passed through the House and now they're looking for the Senate to... the Senate is going to vote on it. By the way, the president said he is going to sign the bill. So now all eyes are on the Senate because if it passes through the Senate, this is a done deal. Explain what this done deal is.
Okay. So TikTok is owned by a company. By the way, I've seen a lot of people who are outraged and making up their own stories about how politicians are in the pocket of Facebook.
This is a bipartisan issue. This has nothing to do with politics.
No. It's old people trying to keep young people down.
Oh.
It's trying to take away our freedom of expression. We can't protest because they don't like us protesting. It's not about any of that. It's not. Now, whether you agree or not, I happen to disagree with this decision. TikTok is owned by a company called ByteDance. Okay? The company is owned... Well, all companies that are Chinese companies have to answer to China and do whatever they say.
Right.
However, ByteDance has claimed they have isolated themselves. Their servers are run. Some of them are in run by Oracle, and they're in Oregon, Tennessee.
They've claimed that they're independent. Hold on.
Okay. So their servers are in America. Some of their headquarters are in the Philippines, and they have claimed that they have walled off any contact from China. China has no influence over that.
Okay, right.
However, because of Chinese laws, if China wanted to,
they could seize that information.
They could seize the information that they garnered from you. The same information that Facebook gets, and all of a sudden you see ads.
They're allowed to.
Okay, but they allegedly they haven't.
By the way, it scares the shit out of me that the fact that they could just pull the trigger on that. But go ahead.
Now, whether or not they know that what my age and my birthday is, I don't give a shit. I don't think China is going to. It's 150 million American users. What they're really worried about, because the algorithms aren't stored in America, is that China could, during an election year especially, alter the algorithms, mm-hmm. meaning what you see,
yep.
so that and let's skew, say you're a supporter of one party. They might skew that all of your videos are now anti the party you believe in, so that you start like doubting the party you believe in. Or they might be pushing propaganda.
Right.
AI-generated
election interference. Let's just like
which is what a lot of countries were accused of in 2016.
But whatever. But again, all that aside,
that's what they're most worried about. They're not trying to silence you and take away your First Amendment.
Right. Right.
Your First Amendment doesn't guarantee you the right to have a TikTok.
I get it. All right. But I feel that the biggest threat here is the fact that they can seize information and then they'll know everything about me. I would rather an American...
What are they going to know about you? You watch parrot videos on TikTok?
I know that I would rather have an American company like Meta knowing all about me, because they say, well, Facebook and Instagram do the same thing. Yes, except they're rooted and born here in America on this soil. So the fact is this Chinese company can then take everything. I'm worried. I don't like it. If it passes, God bless them. And if they take away
TikTok, you're saying God bless
them? I'm okay with it, because I'll tell you why.
Uh-oh.
Because like anything else in life, mm-hmm. one door closes, another one opens up. People are going to complain already. They're already complaining. Well, think about how this is going to be a shot in the arm to the American economy, because so many people's lives and the business depend on TikTok. Opposite.
A shot in the arm is a good thing.
No.
It will not be a shot in the arm.
A kick in the gut. A punch in the fucking That's face, correct. Whatever yes. it is, a black eye for the American economy.
Who make their living off of TikTok.
Correct. There are
that spread positive messages.
Here's
on
my
TikTok.
Rebuttal. They'll either go to Reels or they'll find a new platform, American based, and they'll make their money that way. Because
I'll tell you why that doesn't work.
It will work.
I'll tell you why it doesn't work. If you're on TikTok and you have a business and you have 3.5 million followers, that now you're in, they show up in your algorithm because you're a follower, so you see that person you like. If they suddenly start from scratch, you have to rebuild millions of people. And if you take the same functionality, then you get sued by TikTok for stealing their technology. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to wipe out an industry and then start a new industry.
I think people who are entrepreneurs, they found their way to that platform, they'll find their way to the next one, and they will make their money. And I think it's a small price to pay.
Jobs. People are going to lose their jobs for months and months and months until someone develops that app and then grows on the app.
I think that's a gross exaggeration.
I think there'll be a schmick-schmock app, and all of a sudden those people will be making the same amount of money again.
I'm asking you, you think the next day there'll
be another app?
No, I think they'll find their way. I think that people are smart enough to be able to get their businesses
Twitter, and that didn't work.
And by the way, you should never keep your eggs in one basket. You know, shame on people who did.
Scary. How many industries can you work in?
An entrepreneur.
All your eggs in one.
If you have a platform,
put all your eggs in radio.
You know, but we're talking about social media, which has several different. There's several platforms. So,
okay, so
you jump
decides,
from platform. You're not shutting down social media. You're shutting down one arm of social media.
So if someone decides that Elvis Duran is a propagandist,
what?
And he's getting money from China. They say Elvis can't be on the radio anymore. Is it fair to say that Scary Jones will just land on another mega morning show in a week, that it'll be created and be as successful as Elvis?
If I'm talented, if I'm driven, fuck yes.
So far, there's no one in the country that's been able to replicate.
I'm not.
Elvis
and
Duran.
By the way, I'm sorry, I disagree. And personally, if it needs to go away, because something bigger is going on, I'll tell you why. Both sides of the fucking aisle agree on this.
Yes,
so something bigger is there. That means there's an imminent danger.
Okay, what if, hold on, there's no imminent danger, but what if, Scary, in an election year, both sides are trying to out America the other side?
Oh my God.
I'm asking a question. What if both sides are trying to stand up to China, because it looks good to stand up to China
in
an election year? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this posturing going on is what's going on. And I'll be honest with you, there's been rumors about some very shady people,
right?
American shady people who want to buy TikTok. Now, would you be okay if shady people bought TikTok?
I'd rather.
Okay,
this is a dilemma. You have to pick between two bad situations. I would rather the Shady American, because they can actually be caught and put in jail, and they're on our own. They're on. Than a foreign country.
You can more easily monitor a foreign country and put laws and ban them sharing information. You can't do that to an American company as easily. All I'm saying is, I don't think TikTok and the information they steal from us is a problem. I think if you're fooled by your algorithm to change who you want to vote for, then you're probably easily changed to begin with.
This has nothing to do with politics in my mind.
It absolutely does. At least that's what they're claiming. They're worried about China changing your algorithm and affecting the election and stealing your data. It isn't about
stealing my data is where I'm worried.
What?
Stealing my data is where I'm worried. Yeah. Sorry.
What is China going to do? I'll get the fuck off TikTok.
You'll never hear from me again about blue water bottle caps or anything else seen on TikTok or parrot videos.
When you signed up for TikTok, what information did you put in? Your screen name, your password. Did it ask you for your data, your name, your age, your weight?
No.
So other than that you might like radio videos and parrot videos and alien videos and some sports videos, what is China going to do with that information? What are they going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answers.
Right.
But I would
does Google do? Everybody has our information.
Understood.
Everyone's like, I don't want to be tracked by the government.
But they're all American, and I'm okay because they're all American.
What about Canada? What about Canada? Can Canada track you?
Yeah, I'm okay with Canada.
Because half the apps on your phone are Canadian. What about Mexican apps? British apps?
I'm worried about overseas. All
right. Why? That's the story. We'll see how it plays out. The Senate has to vote on it, and we'll see. But here's the one thing I didn't mention. If it passes and the president signs it,
he would. He said he will.
Okay.
Which is
the company that owns TikTok will have 6 months
to sell it
to an American company.
Yep.
So there's still plenty of time. Whatever happens,
I'm okay with
TikTok to be okay.
Yeah.
But remember, TikTok lovers, I'm team TikTok. Scary, it says fuck you.
No, that's a terrible way. You can't frame it that way. I didn't say it that way. I expressed my concerns and my suspicions. Mm-hmm. And that's all. We'll leave it there.
They might find out your parrot videos are very popular.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Bodie and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
All right.
Let's play my sound.
Yeah, we want some sound? I got sound.
Yeah, you tell me what it's called and I'll tell you, I'll set it up.
You sent me a lot of shit, Brody.
I sent you 15 clips.
We're going to play 15 pieces of sound right here?
Okay, okay. Should I tell you which ones are the most important?
What the hell is this?
Let me go look. I'll tell you which ones are the most important.
What is this, Slice Time?
Listen. Slice Time's awesome. Okay. Do you have Space X Rocket?
Spaceman.
Do you have Space X Rocket?
Yes, I do.
SpaceX launched the largest rocket ever into space as a test to see if they could someday send people to the moon. Listen to this expert explain how big... Excuse me, the Space X rocket is an expert. Can't hear it.
And I think China's behind this one.
Oh, that's it. Yep. They're hacking you already.
I just got hacked by China because they don't like my commentary on this.
That's it.
All right. Let's try this again, huh? Oh.
It's bigger than the Empire State Building. It's a total of 400 feet tall.
Wait, that's not bigger than the Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building is over 1,400 feet tall with the antenna. This guy said the rocket is 400 feet tall. That's as big as the Empire State Building.
And what does this person do for the rocket?
Nothing. He's an expert commentator that had come on to talk about the rocket.
As long as he wasn't the one who built it.
Yeah, thank you. Or the Empire State Building.
Right.
All right, what else you got?
Russell
Wilson.
Russell Wilson. Yeah.
So this is a New York sportscaster talking about, play the clip and I'll explain what she said wrong. You'll hear it.
The Giants reportedly met with Russell Wilson on Thursday for what was described as an expletory meeting.
Expletory? So it was all cursing?
Yeah. So I think she meant exploratory.
Exploratory.
But yeah, so the expletive would have been. Yeah, so expletory meeting.
Okay, love that. Keep going.
Okay, you got...
If we go at this pace, we can get all 15 of them in.
What's the next one?
Results.
Would you trust a product... This sounds like the nurse practitioner I saw. Would you trust a product that after you test the product to see if you were okay, gave you these results?
False positive and negative results may occur.
False positive and negative results. So it's pointless.
So you're a schizophrenic.
Yeah. So it's like you take the test. You're like, oh, I want to see if I have HIV. I want to see if I have COVID. It could be false positive or negative. So either way, you're like, why take the test?
Yeah, that's dumb. All right. Well, they're just covering their ass. That's legalese. Self-imposed.
From the Department of Redundancy Department. Play the clip.
Right. He put a self-imposed deadline on himself.
Wait, what?
He put self-imposed deadline on himself. Who else could he put it on?
Right. So he just put a self-imposed deadline. Done.
On him. Yeah. Or he put a deadline on himself.
Right.
All right.
Okay. And PMFs.
This is a guy who obviously made a little... I don't know if I played this clip before, but he was talking about a different set of letters. And I guess PMS was on his mind.
Oh.
They are attempting to deter tactical effects from the Houthis and from the PMSs, but PMFs.
Oops.
He meant PMFs.
All right.
So he blamed the Houthi rebels on PMS.
And conspiracy theory?
I don't even remember what this is. Play it. It'll probably be obvious.
Whole football team. They've embraced this whole villain element. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Oh, we're underdogs on the road.
This conspiracy theory? Did you not know why you pulled that?
I don't remember now. It doesn't matter. Move on.
They've embraced this whole villain element. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Underdogs on the road.
He said it's a conspiracy theory. What he meant was it's a conspiracy. So that bothered me. It's like when people say it's a spoiler alert.
I didn't even
know.
It's
not.
It's a spoiler.
Yeah,
I didn't notice it.
Sorry about that.
Your dog is booing you on that one.
Oh, shut up.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's talk to your dog. I'm going to call the ASPCA.
What are you playing? What are you playing? Come on.
Oh, this is text. It's text.
Oh, text. Okay. So people, you know people, let's say past tense of text scare. When you say text someone, you say I texted them.
I texted, right.
I texted. You don't say I punched them. I punched them. You say I punched them. So what's the plural? Hold on. What's the plural? Stop playing the clip, you fuck. What's the plural of text? One text. What is two of them?
Texts.
Texts with an S. Listen to this guy.
Oh.
He's the guy who texts the guys.
Texas.
He texts.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of people that do that.
It's not Texas.
I know.
All right. What else you got?
The Kevin Nealon, Conan O'Brien clip.
Okay. So Kevin Nealon, again, it's grammar, but... Kevin Nealon and Conan O'Brien are two very bright comedians.
Right.
They are trying to figure out how to say two pronouns, and they can't seem to figure it out. And at the end, they were never right. Let's play the clip.
I saw you. You got married.
I did get married.
Yeah,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
you.
Kevin Nealon got married.
Thank you. Where did you get married?
Well, we got married in Italy.
Italy.
Just her and me?
Yeah.
He went to Harvard. Me?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Her and I. And because we just learned that
we be get married is how you say
we be get married. Yeah. So we went to Italy and
yeah,
Conan O'Brien went to Harvard. Kevin Nealon says her and me got married, and he goes, "Oh no, her and I, right?" And he's, Conan goes, "Yeah, it's her and I." No, it's not. It's she and I.
Yeah, she and I. Even I
so
knew
they're
that.
Both wrong. All they right. were both wrong twice, okay. And he went to Harvard.
Her and I.
So fuck Harvard.
All right.
Go ahead.
Life insurance, too.
Life insurance. What was life insurance? Play the clip.
I think you should go back to the doctor and get a scan on your brain.
Shut up, Dick. Play the life insurance clip. I can't remember 15 clips.
No idea.
Oh, yeah, okay, this guy.
All right.
This guy.
Shut up already.
Okay. This guy is a actual guy doing a commercial for life insurance. Listen to the way he sounds, and then when he says he has no clue, tell me if you totally believe he has no clue.
I had no idea I can sell my life insurance policy.
You lying guy, son of a bitch. No way.
He's like, I have no idea. That guy has no idea what his name is.
Closets.
Play the clip.
Oh, wow. Brody, I'm calling you a.
I remember what the next one, the next three are. I just don't remember.
I'm calling your brain doctor.
Oh, I know what this is. It's a grammar one. Okay. It's a professional commercial, and the woman uses
it
the wrong grammar.
It was so insignificant and trite. You forgot why you put this clip in.
Now
that
I
means-
remember. Nope, I remember now.
He it's said "a" instead of "ah" or "ah."
You know what? Shut up, Dick. Play the clip. Some people appreciate it. I got
my
funny
name
ones.
My name's Dana, and this is my California closet story. At my home, it is just my daughter and I. She couldn't reach her closet.
Nope.
Her daughter and I. Me and my daughter and me.
Thank
okay.
you.
All You're right. Scary. Okay. Okay.
All right. Good.
We've been over this a million times.
Hold on. You have sexual
pleasure for women.
Okay. You got to help me out here. This is a commercial for some product that enhances the sexual enjoyment for women. But she mentions men, and I'm lost here. Maybe the slices can answer this question, or you can, Scary. Play the clip.
Ladies, are you feeling satisfied in the bedroom? Men have their solutions, but women haven't had many options.
Okay. She says, women, are you being satisfied in the bedroom? Men have their options, but women haven't had an option before. What are our options, Scary?
Ladies, are you feeling satisfied in the bedroom? Men have their solutions, but women haven't had many options.
What solutions do men have to ensure satisfaction in the bedroom?
Apparently, we always finish. I mean, according to her.
What product? She don't need it. She said, we have a solution.
We have.
Are you feeling satisfied in the bedroom? Men have their solutions, but women haven't had many options.
A solution for men?
Yeah, so this product is something that women can use.
Right.
To enhance that. But she says, oh, men are fine. They have solutions. What solution is for Viagra is to just have an erection. She's saying we have solutions to experience more pleasure in the bedroom. I'd like to know.
I think you're digging deep on this.
If that's what it took, I would do it.
God and kiss.
Okay. This is a DJ on satellite. And you tell me which part of these two things are wrong.
Tommy,
he's talking about Kiss.
Here with you on this Monday on Hair Nation, kicking off your week the right way with the best rock and roll on the planet. You know it's true, and that's why you're here, and I welcome you to the party. And I'm going to start the show off today with a band that is always written in all caps. Actually, there are only two words in the English language that are always written in all caps. God and Kiss.
No, God is only capital G and lowercase
right, O-D. Kiss is not always written in all caps. He's wrong on both.
Wow.
I mean, you plan your break, you spend the whole day.
All right. Corinne Jean Pierre. Jean-Pierre.
Okay, Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Okay, is this another name mispronunciation?
No. Shut up, Dick. She is the White House spokesperson.
Right.
Right? She's the person that goes on the podium and speaks to the White House press.
Yep.
Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is. Listen to her introduction here. Corinne Jean-Pierre.
White House Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre on tonight.
Peon? All right. This one just says women.
That was the one about the sex. Wasn't
oh, we did
it?
That
oh, women?
One. No, all right.
I don't know what the That's women it. Clip is. Play it. It's different.
Women? Oh, no.
No woman's good for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But okay, stop. They interviewed this guy, and they said, would you vote for Nikki Haley for president?
Right.
And this is what he thinks about women.
No woman's good for in my book is having babies and taking care of the house and then that's the old thing, you know, but I'm old school.
So, yeah, so that's his feeling.
How old school is old school when all you think women are good for is the kitchen and taking care of babies?
1950s.
At least. So that's why he's not voting for.
And caught.
That's old school.
That's old school. Caught. This is boring me. Go ahead.
No, let's not play caught.
All right, goodbye.
I'm not playing caught.
We're out.
Not with your attitude.
We're done.
No, we're not done.
That's it.
No, I don't want to end on that note.
Sayonara.
I got to have something, one more thing. We can't end on that. You were very negative.
Well, I'll be positive. So, we're going to have another slice time coming up for you on Monday.
Yep, that's positive.
We're signing all your merch through the weekend and beyond. And that's it. And I got to catch a flight to the Bahamas. And right. And Tall Darren and his wife.
We didn't get to that. Tall Darren and his wife is staying at your place.
Staying at my place, which is why we had to rearrange stuff. And why?
Okay, so
he's in a meeting upstairs right now.
Let's give a talk back assignment.
Oh,
slice time.
Yes.
Skiri originally told Darren, because he had to come into town for business.
Yep.
He could stay in Skiri's apartment.
Right.
But then at the last minute, he says, oh, I'm bringing my wife to New York.
Right. Now. But stop. Because tonight they're sleeping on my couch. Because I'm here.
No, they're not.
Wait.
They're going to your head.
Tomorrow, but I'm away all weekend. I'm away all weekend. So I told Darren, when you come to town, you could now use my bed. You know,
right,
for the next few nights.
Alone. I mean, his legs are going to hang off the edge.
But that his wife is here, they're both going to sleep in my bed together.
Oh, that's not right.
That's my personal mattress. I don't know how I feel about this.
She's going to be climbing Mount Darren the whole weekend. You better put on sheets that you don't care about.
I'm just, so am I, should I just disinvite them and say, hey, why don't you guys find a hotel?
Yeah. You got a rubber sheet you can put on it underneath? What do you got?
I don't, dude.
Like a bedwetter rubber sheet?
A rubber sheet? Oh, is that what, for people that shit themselves?
Yeah, to keep the mattress dry.
Oh.
I think they should go to a hotel. Slices, would you be okay with some couple sleeping in your bed all weekend?
You're friends with the couple, but they're sleeping in your bed.
But you didn't approve of that. You approved of him sleeping in your bed.
I'm going to change the sheets when they leave.
You should change them beforehand so they're not sleeping on your sheets.
Well, you know, they got to live with it.
Oh.
They're my guest.
Oh. Oh, you have no coos.
Yeah, I know.
The boys from.
All right, we're out of here.
Because you know where you were raised.
Yeah.
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.